Dobrý den. Vítejte na tiskové konferenci konané u příležitosti setkání mezi ministry zahraničních věcí České republiky Cyrila Svobody a Ruské federace pana Sergeje Lavrova. Nejprve krátké zhodnocení schůzky ze strany obou ministrů, poté bude velmi krátký čas na několik dotazů. Pane ministře.
Já jsem velmi rád, že jsme setkali s ministrem zahraničních věcí Ruské federace panem Sergejem Lavrovem. Naše setkání se týkalo především otázek multilaterálních, protože otázky bilaterální byly diskutovány mezi prezidenty a bude pokračovat dialog mezi prezidentem Putinem a předsedou vlády Jiřím Paroubkem. Dotkli jsme se situace v Iránu, včetně jaderného programu a vůle mezinárodního společenství dosáhnout toho, aby jaderný program v Iránu byl zaměřen na mírové cíle a aby neznamenal nebezpečí pro okolní svět. Mluvili jsme o situaci na Blízkém východě. Situace je velmi komplikovaná. Je naprosto nutné respektovat výsledek voleb v Palestině. Je samozřejmě potřeba v politiku vést tak, aby do budoucna se udržel dialog mezi Palestínou a Izraelem. A také jsme mluvili o situaci v sousedních zemích, to znamená nejenom na Ukrajině, ale i v Bělorusku, kde jsme si sdělili vzájemné pozice na vývoj v těchto zemích. V každém případě jde určitě o to, že společný zájem mít dobré vztahy s těmito zeměmi a podporovat vývoj demokratizace a reform v obou zemích. To je několik slov úvodem v obsahu toho, co jsme dnes projednali.
I can only add that we, on our side, also raise the need for the European institutions to continue the efforts to achieve the goals in front of those institutions, and in particular, the latest developments confirm that OSCE should be reformed, especially its electoral practices should be made transparent and understandable by everybody, and the activities of ODIHR, for example, should be based on some mutually agreed methods. I hope that the reform of OSCE, which we all agreed to start last December when we met in Ljubljana, would be carried out this year, and that by December, when the next ministerial meeting of OSCE takes place, we can indeed have some feasible results. I thank very much my good friend and colleague Cyril Svoboda for his hospitality and for the opportunity to have this meeting in the context of the summit between Russia and the Czech Republic.
Fine. Are there any questions? So you can.
Prosím, pouze jeden dotaz. Navíc už není čas.
Hornek, Česká tisková kancelář. Já bych poprosil pana ministra ruského, jestli by mohl krátce charakterizovat současnou situaci v Čečensku a současný ruský přístup k této oblasti. Děkuju.
Well, it's not very difficult to say that the political process in the Chechen republics have been finalized. Having adopted their own constitution, having elected their own president, the Chechen people now on the basis of their own constitution have elected their parliament. All those who wanted to participate in this could do so, and many of the fighters who were not involved in terrorist activities joined the political process. There are some representatives in the Chechen parliament who used to be members of the government of Mr. Maschadov, So all those who do want to participate in the political life of their own republic, the Chechen Republic of the Russian Federation, have already did so. And the economic and social development is now the priority. The Russian government spends about 400 million euros a year for the reconstruction. There are measures to make sure that this money is spent efficiently. It was recently discussed in the government. And in the last couple of weeks, the region was visited by UN Human Rights High Commissioner Louise Arbour and by the Human Rights Rapporteur of the Council of Europe, Mr. Gil Robles, and his successor, Mr. Hammerberg, who would be acting as the commissioner after Mr. Gil Robles' mandate expires. They all registered improvement in economic and social life. The Chechen Republic now has its own law enforcement organs. The violations which still take place are investigated by the law enforcement agencies, by the prosecutor's office, be it the violations of those who still try to make trouble in Chechnya or the violations by the federal forces. So it's a process which is registering huge progress since the time when the Chechen former leadership, having been left to their own devices between 96 and 98, turned the territory into no man's land where bandits ruled, and when they robbed their own people to the last point, they invaded in 1999 the neighboring Republic of Dagestan. So this type of bandit criminal group trying to pretend as a government, this time is over, I can assure you. So we are on the right course. Thank you very much.
Děkuji za pozornost.